you this lonesome song. I'm leaving you this lonesome song. I'm leaving you this lonesome song, 'cause I'm gonna be long gone.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Stanley Brothers, and that's what we kicked off the first, pardon me, that's the early country gentlemen, and they, well, they sounded different in those days, and then they were copying other folks. Before that, of course, was the Stanley Brothers,
what was before that?
No, that was an album that I just picked up, and it's Ralph Stanley and Jimmy Martin, and it's a Gusto album. And Lance Leroy told me about it, and he was supposed to send me one, and that was in September. Here it is, the last show, and I still haven't got it. Well, maybe I'll get it for next year or something. But, and of course, before that was the Hard Times, a song that Ralph Stanley himself wrote back in the mid-50s when rock and roll and the rhythm and blues was starting to take over the country audience, like it's happening again today, and Ralph and Bill and Flat and Scruggs were all hitting on Hard Times, and that's the name of the song, Hard Times, and I figured it was appropriate because that's where we are again, and you're listening to the last Cousin Al Bluegrass show on Fat Radio this year, and maybe that's it too, friends. I mean, it looks like that's the last, this is the last Cousin Al show, so call your friends and let them know. We're going to move along with commercial-free music until 7 o'clock, and then we have a few spots after that. But for the most part, Eric Levitt is down here with me, and a few other folks are supposed to show up. Stevie's supposed to show up and a few other folks, and we'll see what's happening with them. If they make it here, the Rocket's here. Said he wanted to be entertained. Said he wants to hear a tight segue, and so we'll see what we can do here. And I want to thank Gilbert for being on Chewing the Fat. I mean, I've been listening to Chewing the Fat since Gilbert started that, and I always thought it was a great show. Always wanted to be on it, and wouldn't you know it, I'd be on the last damn show. But it was fine. It was fine, and it's about time. Thank you, Gilbert. And we all had a wonderful time here this morning. I hope you all was listening, and he was right. If you didn't tape it, you missed a lot of good things. Sister Tiny called in, and Jeremy, the man who started this whole mess, phoned in, and he didn't want to show up in person. He knew better than that. We had Ms. Laura Ellen down here, and Gordy, and Carl J. Carl J. was responsible for calling Gilroy the Garlic Capital on the air and making that the slogan for the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, which did not support fat and still doesn't support fat. And you know, we made a lot of headway in this town, and finally they're accepting us, and it's too late, which is usual. You know, you never miss the water till the well dries up. You know what that means. And it ain't gonna dry up for a while, but you know, we got 3 or 4 more days. This next song, Tom and Joanne, is dedicated to Tom and Joanne, and I don't even know what it is, but it's good.
About 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on the Tennessee stud. Well, I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, 'cause one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. Sent her a letter by my Uncle Foot, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, 'cause there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. Oh, well, I drifted on down to no man's land, crossed that river called the Rio Grande, raced my horse with the Spaniard's boat, won me a boat full of silver and gold. Well, me and a gambler couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. Well, I got lonesome as a man can be, thinking of my gal back in Tennessee. Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-thinking of his sweetheart too. Oh, well, we loped on back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. I found that gal with the golden hair, and she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Well, stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. Come to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There was a pretty little babe on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love the gal with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud love the Tennessee mare. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud.
Spoken fond affection on day that we knew. Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio.
Church is crowded when it's Christmas Day. You come late and you leave early, that's the way you pray. Just how much can he forgive you in so short a time? You say you'll change your way of living, but time you just can't find. Make your showing so everyone can see. He don't see the things you're wearing when you come to pray. So let's all meet on Sunday morning, not just on holiday.
Reno and Smiley together the last time, and I know I could depend on Eric to bring some Reno and Smiley. When you mentioned the Pillars of Bluegrass, I always forget to mention Reno and Smiley, but truly they are. They were a part of bluegrass, though, that I never got into, you know. I didn't particularly like Don Reno's banjo playing. I listened to it, but I was a Scruggs man, and Keith and I don't know, you know, and I don't give them the recognition that they should get, but then again, what the hell? We all suffer from that, huh? John Hartford before that, Norman Blake and Bob Johnson out of a very rare, rare album, Stanley Brothers, Randall Collins and Vic Jordan. Wasn't that a fine fiddle and banjo piece? And that was written by Randall Collins. He's a fine, the twin fiddle was played by Buddy Spiker. As somebody reminded me about the one of the few times that Spiker played with taste, and that's because he was copying Randall Collins. And we kicked it off with a very rare album by Randy Boone. Is he related to the great Daniel? And Roberta Shore.
Arkansas.
singing the Singing Stars of the Virginian. In case you didn't recognize that, it's just a real fine album. If you see it around, pick it up. Randy Boone and Roberta Shore, the Singing Stars of the Virginian. I don't know what you'd look for that under, but it's a rare one. All right. Well, as I said, this is commercial free, and I want to thank you all for the calls. The phones are lit up, and but this is the last show, and I'll be glad to hear from you. We got it made here. Eric and I are on the boards, and got a couple answering the phone, so be patient. Enjoy the bluegrass. This one's for Rex. And Sister Fat gave us a call, and a lot of folks gave us a call. Thanks, Sister Fat, for the support over the years. She supports the Rocket and everybody else here. Dallas, even. More music, friends. Bluegrass, bluegrass, bluegrass on the Fat One.
Shoulder up your gun and call up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and call up your dog. And wait till the birds will catch your groundhog. Groundhog, groundhog.
Come here, Sal, with a big long pole. Come here, Sal, with a big long pole.
Twist this whistle pig out of his hole. Groundhog, groundhog.
Sal and come here, Davy. Come here, Sal and come here, Davy.
Grab this bowl of groundhog gravy. Groundhog, groundhog.
Meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. The meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn.
If that ain't groundhog, I'll be turned.
Groundhog, groundhog.
A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf.
If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
Groundhog,
groundhog.
For the Lord to come again. I believe the end is nearing every door. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. We are living,
surely living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day.
Let's be ready
for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his words to watch and pray.
On the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him, saying, tell us when these things are going to be. Jesus answered, be you watching, let everyone be free from sin, and take heed no man shall ever you deceive. We are living,
surely living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day.
Let's be ready,
for he's coming, let us greet him with a shout. Or he tells us in his words to watch and pray.
Mm-hmm. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is near. Many earthquakes will be numerous in these days. All these days we are having, and in Matthew it appears, we should live our life for him, sing his praise. We are living,
surely living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day.
Let's be ready
for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout, for he tells us in his words to watch and pray.
On a cold, dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. My grave when the night went away. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
The judge said, son, what is your alibi? You were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. The scaffold was high, and eternity near, she stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans, she walks these hills and cries o'er my bones.
She walks these hills in a long black.
Yes, the Bluegrass Gentleman, which is much different than the Country Gentleman. The Bluegrass Gentleman. Folks have asked me about this, and that, of course, belongs to Eric. Cliff Waldron, out of his very first gospel album, which I just acquired, and that very first song was done by the Windjammers, another one of those rare out-of-print albums of, from where?
Well, they're a Scandinavian group.
Oh, Scandinavian. They do real good for that. Brother Eric's helping me on the engineering and some of the records. One of the requests I got just a few minutes ago was to play something for myself. And that was real nice. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you said that. And I will play something for myself before I go. Actually, I played the whole show. I shouldn't tell you this, but I get paid for... No, kind of get paid. You can say that. Are you ready?
Dedicated for Steve DeBusk.
Oh, yeah, Steve DeBusk. And
next one.
We did something for him, and then we got some Wymanella Blues coming up for Wymanella Julie. And, we'll have a lot of stuff, friends. We're just going to roll right along here on the Fat One. You ready?
Next one for Steve DeBusk.
This for Steve.
Thank you.
again. Stopping where the mountains left me, I'm out where I began. Where I will go, the wind only knows. Good times around the bend. I feel so alone, so I'm going home, never coming back again. Sell to build their hotels, my fathers and I once knew. The birds all along, sunlight at dawn, singing Wamanalo. Sometimes it just seems that I'm just along for the ride. Some they will cry because they have pride, but someone who's loved here died. Beaches they sail to build their hotels, my fathers and I once knew. The birds all along, sunlight at dawn, singing Wamanalo blues, singing Wamanalo blues, singing Wamanalo
Blue Hawaiian moon. guide my ship to the shore. When the night is falling, I'm in deep reverie. I can hear her calling, you know how.